The comedian David Cross is a funny guy in a lot of different ways. You might know him from his role on Arrested Development, where he played Tobias, the Never Nude. He's done a lot of music videos. He's done directing. He voices video games. Maybe you know him from Mr. Show. But then there's his stand-up comedy, which is characterized by the fact that he does not care who he offends.
I don't think Osama bin Laden sent those planes in to attack us because he hated our freedom. I think he did it because of our support for Israel and our ties with the Saudi family and all our military bases in Saudi Arabia. You know why I think that? Because that's what he f***ing said.
Monday night, I got to see David Cross act in an off-Broadway, actually it was an on-Broadway play. It was six plays in one evening. Cross and a bunch of actors, playwrights, and directors signed up for an adrenaline-fueled challenge, the 24-hour plays. Cross was in yesterday. He explained the concept. I wanted to know how they wrote and produced all those short plays in the space of just one day. So what time of day does everyone first meet?
This starts at 9:30. Everybody gathers at 9:30 at night.
9:30 at night, okay.
Yeah. Then at about 11 o'clock, the actors and directors go away. Then the writers go off to their individual rooms and write until 6 in the morning, write a 10-minute play.
Okay.
At 6 in the morning, that play is turned in, and then the directors come in at 7 a.m., and they kind of do the same thing. They read all the plays, and the directors sort of give their desired picks for the plays, and most times it works out very well. Like, people get their first or second pick. Then the actors come in at 8 in the morning, and the casts are revealed, and everybody gathers around and has coffee, and they go, okay, the name of the play is, you know, ours was Tenure. So Tenure with Elizabeth Banks and David Cross and Asif, and, you know, they pass the plays out, and here's your director. And then those six groups, from that point forward, go to their individual spaces that have been allotted for them, and we rehearse the plays.
And you memorize the lines. Is that hard to memorize everything? Or
you know, we were talking about this, a couple of the actors and I were talking about this last night, and there must be something that kicks in, a second nature, an intuitiveness, because I can sit, and everybody else had this similar experience, where I can sit on doing a movie where you're literally doing a page and a half of dialogue over 12 hours. For the entire day.
Yeah.
That's it. Page and a half. It's nothing. And up until the end, you still can't completely, you know, you're still cheating. You're still looking at the in-between takes. Like, what is it? Da-da-da-da. And here we have 10-page scripts. And somehow, you just do it.
It's like the thespian fight or flight response. You know what's happening.
You're just rehearsing all day. And it just sort of clicks in and works.
Well, the play you were in last night was, I would say it was a home run. You and Asif Mandeev played college professors who weren't tenured. Elizabeth Banks played the tenured professor, and you guys were sort of in your Peter Pan phase. And one of the things I think that worked is, I don't know if you didn't miss a beat of dialogue, but it seemed because you and Asif were so funny, if there was ever a time where maybe the lines weren't exactly read, you know how to be funny with no matter what the situation was.
That is true, and I thank you very much for that, and I'd like to I'll pay you $10 for what you just said. I appreciate it. But I don't think we missed anything. I think maybe we dropped part of one line at some point.
And now you all had a prop. Was yours the catheter that you showed?
No, I don't know if you saw when I pulled out, there was when I leaned into the box and pulled out some of it, because she is moving into her office and pulling out some odd things, and the bottle or the jar of psyllium husk is what I brought. and I want to make sure that I say that this whole thing, the reason it exists is to benefit Working Playground.
They give for arts and playgrounds for kids in the city.
It's inner city arts education. Specialized, and it's the greatest thing.
What was your arts education like growing up in the exurb of Roswell, Georgia?
I got really, really lucky. My experience up to 10th grade was just miserable. I was in Roswell, Georgia, kind of half suburban, half rural, rednecky, white, Southern Baptist. And then in 10th grade, I got accepted into the School of the Arts, the Magnet School, which at the time was really an exceptional school. It actually won School of the Year, Teacher of the Year, and I remember 60 Minutes came down and did something. And
so was it like the Atlanta or the Georgia version of Fame, that school, the School of the Arts?
Well,
breaking into songs? Everyone knew the choreography?
You know what? It's a funny anecdote, and it's something I'll never forget, was when Fame came out, it was huge. It was kind of a validation. And you remember the part in Fame where they had that thing called Hot Lunch Jam or whatever?
Oh,
where,
yeah.
Okay, so
Bruno broke out the piano, and yeah.
These are kids who don't understand the, ironically, the concept of a movie and how a movie works. And I remember there was an attempt. Like, you could tell some of the kids were, like, starting to do a little drumming. And there was, a guy pulled out a guitar and then some of the dancers. And it started and stopped so quickly, and it was so embarrassing. And it just petered out in such a bad, awful way where they tried to do this thing. And guess what? You're not in a movie.
Could you actually hear an audible record screech in the background?
You should have. And then string quartet went into Louie Louie.
Quickly, you got an HBO thing coming up?
Basically, it's like a sitcom where I'm me, and I have two roommates. I have a guy on the extreme left, hippie liberal guy who's an idiot, like they are, and a guy on the extreme right, conservative, bordering on fascist libertarianism. Ironically, and he's also an idiot. And I'm in the middle, and I'm the voice of reason. And I've just kind of left show business, and I write articles for InFlight magazines that I just make up and turn in.
And what's the name of the show going to be?
David Situation.
David Situation?
Yeah.
Among the Idiots? David Situation.
Well, that'll be parenthetical. I don't know. That's our working title for it.
Excellent. Well, David Cross, comedian, actor, thanks a lot for coming in, spending some time.
Thanks for having me.